Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkot Daf Chof Dalid in the Art School Ois Vodar edition. Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starring three lines down in Amud Aleph. So Gemara Avo B'Shu Rabbi Yochanan Kini Masnisa. The way you read the Mishnah, the way you have to spell the Mishnah, is not Ani V'Hoi without Aleph, but Ani V'Hu Hoshiyano with Aleph. Ani V'Hu Hoshiyano. And what does it mean? We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us, and he's going to save himself as well. Kivyocha, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Galus. And when he saves Am Yisrael, he saves himself. So that's what we know for sure, he will save us. And the Gemara brings a few examples of that. Omar Ravo, it says in the Pasuk, Ulecho lishuaso lonu. The simple understanding means, Loshon halicho. He says, no, lecho means to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should save yourself, so to speak. Lecho vadayo means it's sure going to happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let himself to be in Golus, so to speak. Tosh Abba Sarun Gaya brings another example. It says, Voshia Shemes Ole Yehudo Barishoino. So it's, the way you read it is Voshia with a Yud, he will save. But it says Voshia without a Yud, it's also it's as if you're going to read it, we're going to read it Vehi Vosha. He will save himself, Ksiv. Again, a loshon on the pasuk. So it says the shochan being Am Yisrael, veshikanti besodi, referring to Hashem. Chananya ben Achir b'shuayim me'anoich Hashem lokech Hashem itzisicho me'arit Yitzrayim. That's the pasuk. Hotzat chaksiv, meaning now without a yud, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu who took out himself. Rabbi Achir v'yirim b'shuayim v'chiyah barav dor shlevi b'risisim me'arado. Drosha, it says in the Pasuk, Vayiru Selukei Yisrael V'tachas Ruoglov, Kemazeh Livnas HaSafir, okay, that's the Shemaim LaToya. So the Gemara brings this as a question. What seemed to be below the legs of Hashem? Is it Maiseh Livnas HaSafir, some type of brick, or it's Ketzah Shemaim LaToya, a clear sky? So hence the Gemara, Zuat Shaloi Nigalu. Before they were saved, so there was a brick there, to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Am Yisrael is dealing with bricks. Wherever the Levain is supposed to be, that's what it was. Meaning it was not anymore there underneath the legs of Hashem. Not only there was there a Levain itself, it means together all that has to do with a Levain. All the instruments that you need together with a Levain. The cement, the tar, the plaster you need with it. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it underneath his legs, all the void of Am Yisrael, whatever they were dealing with in Mitzrayim. All to remember the Shiwud of Am Yisrael. Omar Maisha Bebovo Ksiv Kemare Evan Sapir. The Pasuk it says, in Nevuah Yechezkel, it says Kemare Evan Sapir. Omar Mitzrayim Ksiv Kemaseh Livnas Sapir. So in the Pasuk Yechezkel says Evan, a stone. And in the Mitzrayim it says Livna, which is a brick. The stone is harder than a brick. Is that the shibud of Bavel was even worse than Mitzrayim. Before Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, it was written the Rekia, the Leveno. Afterwards, you don't see it anymore. Similar to what we said before. Well, how do we know that? Okay, it's a b'shamayim l'toyer. When it's clear, a clear sky. Shmaya kad'inu nikim min anonim. Like when you have a sky with no clouds. So it was completely clear. So what was there before? It was written the Leveno, and then it was removed. Tam shablozo avidazor over Yisrael bayam. When Am Yisrael went through Yamsuf, with them came avidazor. My taimo, because it says in the Pasuk, v'yam cho sherpadis l'chom mitzrayim goyim, and he dashens the next word, which is choyel, ve'eloyov, the gods of the goyim, meaning they came out avidazor with Am Yisrael. If you actually dash in the pasuk, taking the name of Hashem, and you're saying it doesn't refer to Hashem. Meir Rekiva explains the pasuk talking about HaKadosh Baruch himself. And if so, what does it mean you redeemed from Mitzrayim? As if HaKadosh Baruch redeemed himself, going back to the drushes before, the coming out of Galus, coming out of Mitzrayim, came not only Am Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch, so to speak, came with them. More close to the mission that says, Oysayir Mikivim Isbeach Shavu Pahomim, and Hashanah Rabbah, they surround the Isbeach 7 times. Why 7 times? Omar Avacho, Zeche Leiricho, to remember Yerichoi, then the 7th day, they surrounded Yericho 7 times. So also in Hashanah Rabbah, which is the 7th day, they surround the Isbeach 7 times, Zeche Leirichoi. When the Chodal Abud Beis, Halochadal Zok the Mishnah. Kimaaseu b'chol kach maaseu b'shabbos. The same thing we did at Rovo doing a weekday of Sukkot. Also on Shabbos, did the same thing. Ella, the only difference was shemur lakti moisu meir Shabbos. They picked it up before Shabbos. Umanich moisu b'gigiyo yishol zov kedosh lo yichmoshu. They put it into golden buckets in order for it not to become dry until they used it. It wasn't a rovo. It was palm trees. And they put stick next to his back. Every day of the Chag Sukkot is called Yom Chivut Chariyos, where they did the dekel, the palm, not the rovo. That 7 day, right after they did Luv and Esrik, the children take out the Luv and play with it, and they eat the Esrik. So the Gemara lo yomer lekoton, agodoloi. You ask only the koton can eat his esrik, not an adult. Loicher ma avinu b'shem ra'av esrik shenif sabiyon tevishin mutal lochloi. Timulon the one esrik we call pasul, you can eat it. In other words, it's not mukte. So see, on the 7th day after you did the mitzvah, why do you see only a child can eat it? Well, they said tamon who ain't no real letzes boy, achem real letzes boy. But ma'achol loy uve lo achem yotzim boy. There, meaning over here in our Mishnah, even though he was yotzim mitzvah, someone else can use it. So that's why you should not go and ruin the esrik. But there, we'll talk about in the case of the pasul, nobody can use it. It's already pasul. So that's why it's not mukse, you can eat it. Halacha is the Mishnah, ha-halel ve-ha-simcha shmoino. We mentioned before the halel and the simcha is 8 days. Keitzat, melamad shodom chaya b'chvad yom tov achon shechag, kishay kol yom yisachag. One has to be b'simcha on the 8th day, like all the other days. And that's what it means, it's 8 days, full 8 days. The 8th day is not different. Sukkah Shiva Ketzah, what does it mean, Sukkah 7 days? How does it call the Maiseh? Koma v'leichol, after he finished eating, lo yateh sukkah, so should not dismantle the sukkah. Avon moi reduce the kelim in a minuch l'mal, after minuch, he can bring down the kelim, the vessels, to the house, which will kvod yodom akron, to prepare for Yom Tov. So it's like more tani, shwinoso yoyim v'lai lechad, korim b'ahem sahalil b'chol shono. There's 18 days in one night that they do read the full halal every year. What is the 18 days in one night? Shmoyne simeachag, the 8 days of Sukkot. Vishmoyne simeachanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. Viyontu shatzer shvus, in Eretz Yisrael, which is 1 day. Viyontu rishon shepesach, which is the first day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, which is 1 day. Because the rest of Pesach, you don't read a full halal, only half a halal. Vileilo, leilo means the night of Pesach. We have to read the halal in leil Pesach. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah, Dav Chof Dalet.